This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I love talking about signs. You guys know this. And part of the reason is that I see them. I see these signs. And I'm not sure why God gifted me with the ability to see what most people miss. But it is one of my superpowers, that and common sense, logic. Now, the common sense and logic piece, well, the common sense piece came from just growing up in the country and understanding that, you know, things don't, the food doesn't come in cellophane and plastic, you know, what they call it, styrofoam and plastic, but comes from the farm, right? So you learn common sense. And don't ask me why growing up in the country just gives you common sense, but it does. And military school. And then, of course, I decided to train my logic, so I got degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. And that's the way, you know, you understand how electrons work and how they get in order and organize themselves and what can create disarray. You know, if you dope a chemical, you can change the quality of that chemical or a reaction, things like that. So that's where all this comes in. But I love thinking about this stuff, and I love thinking about it logically. And then add to that my experience in risk. And voila, you have Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And it's funny, when you do a radio show, every day, as I have for almost 10 years, you think to yourself, you know, what is it that's going to make people want to listen to me? What is it that makes me a, quote, expert in this? And the only thing I can give you is, after spending 10 years in politics and you know, the early part of it is a real ingenue, somebody who did not understand it, and having evolved it, given the background that I've explained to you, as an observational kid, skills in common sense, logic and reasoning, things like that, that's why you're here. And I hope that I can help you to see things a little bit more clearly, because I'm telling you, I see it as clear as day. I see the midterm win. Many of you go, Kevin, I'm not sure. I was on Sean Hannity's show. Sean's like, Kevin, I wish I could have the confidence that you have. I'm like, Sean, what do you mean? I don't understand how you can't. Remember, and I'm not going to brag here, but it's the truth. I told you guys Trump would win. Everybody's crazy. Kevin's crazy. And I'd miss Romney, but okay, I'll fall on the sword. I got that one wrong. I can't be 100%. But I tell you what, I knew Trump was going to win. I thought Romney was going to win because it was based mostly on mathematics. I just said statistically, I didn't know anybody who was going to, I knew a lot of people who weren't going to vote for Obama. And I said, statistically, we didn't lose any Republicans that go, ooh, Obama was so good in 2008 through 2012. I want some more. But what I didn't factor in was the number of people who weren't going to support Romney. And I didn't factor in the amount of cheating I think that happened. So there's a lot of things. But I still believe in my heart of hearts that if that were a straight up election run the way, you know, ethically, I think Romney won. I'm kind of glad he didn't, because it allowed Obama the more time that he needed to continue his destructive path, which led to bum, 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 Donald Trump. So it works out. God intervened and said, hey, let me just tell you, it's going to be okay. And that's what I always tell myself in life. It's going to be okay. The good Lord knows what we need. He gives it to us. Many of us, when Obama got elected, we thought it was doom and gloom. And to a big degree, it was. We got Sotomayor and Kagan. We got radical federal judges. We got leftism on steroids. I mean, what else could you? That's the worst. That's a fate worse than death right there. You have to live amongst these zombies and brain dead morons. So there you go. It was bad enough. But what God figured is we need it. You need a wake up call, America. You need a wake up call, conservatives. You really want to test your Christian sensibilities, your Judeo-Christian values? I'm going to give you a test. And I think we passed. I think we passed with flying colors. So I look for signs. I look for the things that say, what's going to happen in these 2018 midterms? You guys, Kevin, I'm not sure. I don't know, man, the polls and all that. Look, we've gone through the polls, and every time somebody brings up a poll, I go, okay, the very same polls that said Hillary Clinton was going to win, right? The very same polls that predicted such a dramatic defeat of conservatism that we would go down our rat holes forever, right? Those polls? Did you see the faces of the left on November the 8th of 2016 and the following day and the doom and gloom being felt by the left as we were exuberant? How did you feel on November the 9th? If you were like me, man, you felt like you could jump over the moon. I tried it. If you get it right in the right hemisphere, I could jump over it. You know, theoretically, you know what I'm saying? But I was so happy. I was texting leftists. I was putting up stuff on social media saying, I told you, jumpy jumps. I mean, I remain exuberant. Happy New Year to you. Happy second New Year of, well, it's, you know, of the actual Trump presidency. Happy third New Year to you and with respect to Donald Trump. Yeah. Happy third New Year. You know what? We could stop right now and start Christmas, because Christmas is going to come in November for us when we hold the House, hold the Senate, increase the Senate, probably increase the House, and go even further into the stratosphere of, I mean, look at we got Judge Kavanaugh coming on board. I know.
What are you talking about, Kim? Judge Kavanaugh? He's not done.
Judge Kavanaugh will be a Supreme Court Justice of the United States. And then go look at Trump's list and pick one or two more, because they're going to come on. And if you think they fought you on Kavanaugh, wait till they take the next one. They're going to be digging up.
The one time in kindergarten, that judge, you know, used the curse word.
I mean, I don't know what these leftists are going to come up with on the next judge that replaces Ruth Bader Ginsburg or whomever. You know, the signs. I told you guys, I said the Democrats would go. You think they're crazy? I mean, they are crazy. There's no thinking about it. They are. But whatever was going on a year ago or 2 years ago when you thought they were crazy, I told you, you aren't going to know the level of crazy. And the new level of crazy is to take a very good man like Brett Kavanaugh and try to destroy him with a woman who is a partier, a drunk, who is a dyed-in-the-wool leftist. I mean, I can't even think of anything worse to say about Christine Blasey Ford, and they want to make her a poster child. It's almost like having Stormy Daniels say, well, Brett Kavanaugh felt me up one time.
And people go, okay, all right then.
I'm going to give you some crazy, folks. I'm going to give you some signs to think about to let you know why you can feel good about November coming up.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I honestly don't know where to begin with the next series of news. There's so much breaking, so much stuff. There was an interview of students on the economy. Shocker. It's more information that I can say to you that you need to be evaluating in terms of what's real out there. What are people thinking? Signs. I tell you guys all the time. You're watching the level of hysteria with the Democrats go to undocumented proportions. Senator Hirono tells men to shut up. They're upset that the woman who claims to be a victim of Brett Kavanaugh is being allowed to tell her story. How dare they allow her to do that? She's making all kinds of, you know, you're going to give me my day and time. Okay, well, you can have it. No, I don't want it. Only if you let the FBI investigate my 36-year-old made-up story. This is crazy. Where's Bob Woodward on the Russians? What happened? He got blown out of the water. There's that. James O'Keefe talking about leakers and what's going on in the deep state and how these people believe themselves to be above the law. I can't lose my job, so why don't I just do what I want to do? I mean, I could go on. Social media plotting against us at every turn. Laura Loomer, She went out, confronted Jack Dorsey about Twitter, and Congress got upset that a citizen of the United States said, Jack Dorsey, what are you doing? Maybe let's start there. That's a good place to start.
See, you are lying about censoring conservatives. You are caught on tape by Project Veritas, shadow banning people. You are censoring people. You censored me. You censored my love. You censored Chuck Johnson, James O'Keefe. You even censored President Trump when one of your employees deleted his account for a few minutes. You are censoring conservatives, and I'm asking you, President Donald Trump, help us. Please help us, Mr. President, before it is too late, because Jack Dorsey is trying to influence the election, to sway the election so that the Democrats can steal the election. That is why he is censoring and shadow banning conservatives. You are a liar, Jack Dorsey. You are a liar, Jack Dorsey. You unverified me on November 15th, 2017.
Officer, will you escort this young lady out?
Stop the bias. We are conservative Americans. Stop Russian bots, Jack Dorsey. Stop the bias.
Stop the bias, Jack Dorsey of Twitter. Shadow banning conservatives. Look, I'll tell you right now, I know I'm shadow banned. I don't get a fraction. The stuff that we put out on Twitter is, one of these days, I don't know who'll do it. I'll be dead. But somebody will go back and look at my tweets, and they will go, wow, this dude was Mark Twain. He was, Socrates, except I'm not drinking hemlock. They're going to go back and look at this and go, there were some jewels this dude put out. Stuff that I did during the when there would be the debates going on and things like this, I would have people going, this is the funniest Twitter feed ever. And it happened time and time again. I was just totally witty, totally funny, but poignant. You know, making the bigger point all the time about what the left is doing. Coming over the top of people like Eric Holder and James Comey and Susan Rice and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, getting banned for asking very simple questions of Ashley Judd and people like this. Complete conspiracy. And as I told you guys before with Jack Dorsey, you know what his past was? Jack Dorsey said, you know, I will admit, you know, we're very, you know, in Silicon Valley, we're left-leaning, our employees lean left, you know, and I'll admit, you know, there's probably some of that going on, but we don't as a corporation condone it and all this. So it's like, let's admit it, and that's good enough. Zuckerberg comes on, I will admit that, you know, there are people in Facebook that, you know, are very much like this, that, and the other, and we have an ideology, but we will not let it be pervasive in what we do. They are all lying to you. They do not care about us, and it's worse than that. They will tell us, oh, yeah, we admit it, but it isn't impacting how we allow you to interact. That is a lie. That is what the left does. Oh, yeah. We're really good people. It's not going to impact. Knowing that they impact. I could do a week of shows on nothing but how these people have conspired. In the next segment, because we don't have time to play the clip, but I'm going to talk to you about Google and let you know more. Here's my big issue, though. Okay, most of you listening, and I don't know how big my audience is. We haven't tried to take a poll of it. I do know this. Many of you contact me all the time, and we have a barometer based on the feedback we get, whether it's social media, you know, through whatever means, the telephone, and it's a fairly significant audience. I know it's more than the number of people who've joined my social media site, teapartycommunity.org. I know my audience is larger than that because I got 200,000 people over there, and my audience is minimally 1 million people. So the question is, what's going on? You know what's happening with conservatives in social media. I solved the problem the same way that I've gone about solving the problem of policing in the black community and identity politics and everything else. Putting my money and my efforts where my mouth is. And all I ask you guys to do is join my social media platform and start engaging. Because the risk factor for us not to is too large. How many of you have done it? And I'm being conservative. I have 560-something thousand people who are fans of mine on Facebook, and it's been that way for 5 years. I know I have at least 5 million fans on Facebook if Zuckerberg had let me, you know, release the let me be a free-range Negro on Facebook. But he won't. But I know I have that. I've got 68,000 people on Twitter, and I have the same problem. I'd have at least 200,000 people if he released this Negro, Jack Dorsey, that is, if he took me off the plantation. But I don't. But you know what they cannot control? They can't control me on Fox, where I know for a fact there are millions of people who know who I am. Ask me how many people have joined TeaPartyCommunity.org. I'll ask you, how many people have you recommended? How many of you have joined and said, hey, Kevin, I'm here. Thanks, man. Thanks for doing something that is going to thwart the efforts of the left to continue to mess with us. How many? I'm not getting after you. I'm just telling you. See what I love about the left? And there is something to love about them. I know it's hard to believe Kevin's about to say something good about the left. They will back the things that they are into. They will back their play no matter what. They will back Kaepernick knowing that he is a liar, a disingenuous liar who's going to get black kids killed. But they're all in. And here I am, a genuine truth teller. Whether even if it is if it convicts me, I'm going to tell you the truth. Goes out, does what he's supposed to do, all with the effort of making things better for us as a group of conservatives. Never selfishly motivated. Will I benefit at times? Sure, but it's never selfishly motivated. I'm not going to apologize if my social media platform makes me rich. I'll never apologize for it. But that's not why I did it. I'm in debt on that platform. Do you care? Not according to our stats. But you will one day when they cut you off. And it's coming.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is denying new allegations of sexual misconduct, saying they're from the Twilight Zone. The Senate Judiciary Committee said today they are reviewing the new allegations after attorney Michael Avenatti provided a statement from his client to the committee. President Trump also took to Twitter and said Avenatti is a third-rate lawyer who is good at making false accusations like he did on me, and now he's doing it on Judge Brett Kavanaugh. President Trump took aim at China and Iran while chairing a UN Security Council meeting on non-proliferation today.
I ask all members of the Security Council to work with the United States to ensure the Iranian regime changes its behavior and never acquires a nuclear bomb.
The Fed Reserve also raised benchmark interest rates by a quarter percentage point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I talk often about risk because I was a risk person in management consulting. Everything's about risk. I mean, Kevin, should we put in this package or that package? When you're talking about packages like Oracle or SAP, your business, your enterprise could be impacted by tens of millions, in some cases hundreds of millions of dollars, all because you're making a product decision on how your operation is going to run. How efficiently, how effectively. And everybody's trying to get into that fourth quadrille. Optimal efficiency, optimal effectiveness. All right? That's what corporations want. That's what you want even in your own household. You want to run your time in such a way that, you know, you maximize it. Efficiently and effectively. Everything clicking on all cylinders. But many times it's tough to do. Life is disruptive. Business is disruptive. Things will disrupt your business to make sure that you cannot run efficiently or effectively. That is the nature of the beast. Sometimes it's intentional through competition, people coming after you. Other times it's through just neglect or bad decision making or whatever, bad management, bad leadership, whatever it may be. And so in analyzing our problem, As an entity, as an ideology, the conservative business, the business of conservatism, I say we are nowhere near efficient or effective. We're not efficient. We have the best message on the history of the planet. We built the best corporation, ergo America, or I should say IE America. We built the best corporation in history. And it wasn't built by leftism. It was built by the hard work of people that think and act like us. And we can't sell it. Give me anything that is conservative, and I will tell you point blank, we can't sell it. We haven't sold it. We've let leftists run roughshod over us. I just did a segment where we talked about Dorsey, Jack Dorsey of Twitter. We're biased, you know. We know we have a lot of liberals or whatever, but you know what? We don't actually legislate that way. We don't run our company that way. Yeah, you do. We know you do. We've got you under with investigative video that proves you do, and he still comes out and says we don't do that. Because, yeah, he's got his finger on the pulse of exactly what's going on inside of his organization, right? No, he's counting his money. And you know who's making him rich? We are. All of us. Using his product, Facebook. Zuckerberg is going to be one of the richest men in the world. A 30-something year old, a millennial with a nuclear social media bomb ready to detonate against us at any time. And he does it. He does it every single day. And he's just getting started. There's a lot more to Facebook that could happen in things that we've been talking about doing over at TeaPartyCommunity.org. The difference is I don't have his money. And I don't have the commitment of his people to go after us. We claim we're committed. We claim we want to go after people that we are willing to go the extra mile. And you know what we do? When the time comes for you to confront somebody about your ideology, the fact that you voted for Trump, you're proud of Trump, you didn't vote for Obama, etc., you kick the football in a whole other direction. Oh, how about them Rams? You know, how about them Cardinals? Whatever. How about that weather? But the left don't. They get in your face. They tell you, we're not going to let Kavanaugh get through. We don't care if he's eminently qualified. We're still going to stop him because we're going to stop you. And if it means going on to MoveOn.org, backing Black Lives Matter, backing Nike and Kaepernick and the NFL and anybody that agrees with our ideology, we are all in. It's on like a chicken bone. And we just go, oh, whatever. We don't reward our warriors. We just let them go. Let them flail along. Oh, Kevin, you sound like you're preaching to us, like you want something from us. I don't give a crap what you do. I'm just going to tell you about yourselves. I'm going to tell you why you get your butts kicked. How about that? You get your butts kicked because you don't want to go to war. You don't want to put your money where your mouth is. You don't even want to make a click on a computer and start doing something that can change the dynamic of every one of these guys. I want you to imagine for just a second that Zuckerberg woke up tomorrow and half his wealth were gone. What would he do? What about all the people in his company? Would you be making a statement if half his wealth were gone? He would wake up as rich as he is and he'd go, what the heck just happened? People in his company would be going, what's going on here? We would wake him up. What do you think would happen if Jack Dorsey just suddenly, there's nobody tweeting from the conservative side? We've moved over. We've moved. If 60 million people moved off of Facebook and said, have it. You want to track down friends, use it. But you come over to Tea Party Community and suddenly you're free to talk and suddenly we're interacting the way Facebook does, where we're doing business with one another, talking to one another, helping each other, doing our own causes and going to work. What do you think would happen? What do you think that clown would do? It would be such a wake-up call for them, he wouldn't even know how to act. It would be a shot over the bow to Wall Street. It would be a shot over the bow to the leftist movement. They would be questioning themselves. Google stood before their entire bank of employees and talked about what a bad day it was when Hillary Clinton lost and Trump won. And we're just sitting there going, well, that's really interesting news, Kev. Let me play what Tucker had to say about Google on his show.
Our ongoing exclusive investigation into the behavior of Google. There are new emails first obtained by this show. Now, Google, as you know, is the most powerful company in the history of the world. Virtually all human information flows through its software, and for that reason, Google shapes much of how the world understands reality. At the heart of Google's business is its search engine, which has a virtual monopoly on search in this country and others. Google search succeeds because it is blindingly efficient, but also because it is perceived as honest. When you search for a term on Google, the most popular results come to the top. The process is straightforward and democratic. That's what most people think. That's how it's perceived. And that's why the world trusts Google. But what if Google was lying to you? What if the results that you got were secretly weighted to get you to vote a certain way, to believe a certain thing? That would affect a lot of people and a lot of votes. In fact, it would be impossible to have a real democracy under circumstances like that. A small number of incredibly rich people would be in charge of everything, including your perceptions. Well, that is a major concern for all of us because Google is a very political company. We recently showed you email evidence of a Google effort to collude with a left-wing group in support of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Now, tonight we have internal documents that show that Google employees discussed corrupting the company's search engine to push propaganda on hundreds of millions of unsuspecting users.
Now, I'm going to stop there just to let it sink in that Google was, forget Russians, forget illegals voting and whatever else. Google, a corporation that touches practically every American, where we're supposedly getting all of our unbiased good information, is scheming against us. And what are we doing? Using it. I'm not saying I have an alternative because I don't have an alternative search engine. But I will tell you this. I would be willing to go to battle for us on Capitol Hill and say, let's get Google declared a utility, and then they have to go through this very same scrutiny of anybody else, and they must be, at least fair in their dealings. I would be willing to go to bat for that. I was on the Hill, me, Jim Hoft, and others, when they canceled our meeting, knowing that we had spent thousands of dollars, and at the last minute, something came up. I talked about it. It's a cabal. These people have made so much money, they can buy and sell the people in charge, and we're the ones losing. Jack Dorsey, Mr. Good-looking Silicon Valley guy, his company isn't even worth what it is on paper, but he's worth now millions and millions of dollars, probably hundreds of millions of dollars, because of the perception, because of what that utility is allowing people to do with it. And he's only on the tip of the iceberg of it. I want you to think about what Jack Dorsey did. Flash mobs. Used to be the flash mob was so people would dance. They'd get out there and they'd go boogie, you know, woo, or play a band at Grand Central Station or something. Then it became, flash mob so they could go beat people up, rob a store, you know, throw a party somewhere they shouldn't, put together a hot rod event or whatever. Then the flash mobs became, hey, come over and see Michael Brown and let's all get together and conspire against the police and do hands up, don't shoot. It's the evolution of his product has been nothing but negative. Look at what Facebook did with Facebook Live. They had people raping women with Facebook Live, getting killed in the streets with Facebook Live. Do you think these people even understood the nuclear football they carried in their hands and technology before they launched it? The answer is no, and they don't care. All they care about is making that buck and silencing you. And if you think that it's going to be any different at any given time, folks, you better wake up. It's not going to be. And that's why I started TeaPartyCommunity.org. And hopefully, you guys will wake up at some point, because let me tell you, we're going to make an offer to somebody to run it. It's a pretty big name. And hopefully it spurs people to understand what significance this is. I'm not doing this selfishly. I'm doing it because it is for our survival. People have to wake up. Tea Party Community.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
A Google employee called Clement Wolf commented that he was, quote, very much in favor of Google stepping up, but was wondering, quote, how partisan we want to be on this. To the extent of my knowledge, we'd be breaching precedent if we only gave highlights access to organizations that support a certain view. We contacted Google about these remarkable emails, and the reply to us is here in full. Quote, these emails were just a brainstorm of ideas, none of which were ever implemented. Google has never manipulated its search results or modified any of its products to promote a particular political ideology, not in the current campaign season, not during the 2016 election, and not in the aftermath of President Trump's executive order on immigration. Our processes and policies would not have allowed for any manipulation of search results to promote political ideologies. End quote. Left unanswered by Google was why anyone would believe that statement for a second. Nor did Google say anything about the employees on that email chain. Presumably, they still work at Google, which is remarkable. If you ran a bank and caught your tellers brainstorming about how to rob the vault, would they still work for you? Remember that Google fired an engineer called James Damore last summer. Almost instantly, the CEO flew back from family vacation to fire him. Why? Because Damore was caught expressing mildly conservative ideas in a private memo. Here, Google employees are plotting to subvert our entire public conversation secretly, but that's fine with Google. It shouldn't be fine with any of us or with the U.S. Congress. Google executives are scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill next week. The scheduled topic is privacy, but it would be nice if at least one elected representative asked about this, because it's much scarier than anything Russia ever attempted.
That was the second part of a interview, not an interview, but a monologue that Tucker Carlson did on Google. And it's so worth discussing. And I want you to go back to Donald Trump talking about shadow banning. Remember when he got cut off on Twitter? And a employee who was leaving decided he would shut down Donald Trump on Twitter. Completely lose a messaging system that the President of the United States has been using to get the word out. That would be like somebody during the days of FDR just shutting down the radio signal and nobody caring. Can you imagine? The high-tech people are after us. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. So Donald Trump talks about illegal immigration, tells you exactly what's happening. They're bringing over, drug dealers, sex traffickers, gang members, etc. He gets called a racist and a xenophobe. Now, it's not anything new than we've been saying, but he brought attention to it. He tells us that the news is fake news. We've known it for a while. He certainly drove that one home. Now he's telling us that the social media giants are going after conservatives in a way that is going to stifle our democratic republic. Now on that one, I'm going to stop you for a second and say, I was ahead of Trump. I've been warning you folks for the better part of 5 years. And not only did I warn you, I did something about it. Started a company to compete against Facebook. So we could begin this journey together and figure it out. TeaPartyCommunity.org. You heard me talk about it. And people are, not enough people have joined to say grace, but I will keep talking about it. Rename it and maybe I'll join it. You know what? Really? If I called it Kevin.com, would you join it then? Look, I get it. We're all busy. We got things to do. I've been warning you about the risk to your lives. Inasmuch as I would say to you, don't go to Compton at night with dollar bills, flashing your money. I'm telling you what's worse than that. We can chuckle about it. I can make fun of it. But I'm telling you, I've been warning you about the biggest risk to us is in social media. That's why I did something about it. So here's Donald Trump. He's now saying, look, guys, I'm the President of the United States. They're shadow banning me on Twitter. He's saying my Facebook messages aren't getting nearly the amount of coverage of other people. Let Barack Obama say something on Twitter or Facebook and watch what happens. It'll get massive coverage. It could just be I ate a sandwich today. It'll get massive coverage. If he says something anti-Trump, holy cow, you would think God himself has spoken. It'll get coverage like you wouldn't believe. It'll get hundreds of thousands of hits and retweets. Donald Trump is 1,000 times more relevant than Barack Obama. Oh, Junker. I don't know what I was thinking, but whatever he is, baby black Jesus, and he gets a fraction of the hits. You can gauge it for yourself. I can tell you personally, my stuff on Twitter and I'm not even bragging. I'm just going to, you can think of it any way you want. I don't really care. My stuff on Twitter is profound. We put some stuff out there that I guarantee you wakes people up and they're like, ooh, and it gets no coverage. Many of the things that we put out there, you know what? People think we'll get them banned, so they don't want to do it. There's that part of it too. There's a fear. Now, I don't know how many times we have to come out here and explain this to you. This is not a commercial for TeaPartyCommunity.org. This is not a commercial for Kevin Jackson. This is me saying to you, if we don't wake up, we're going to be in the crosshairs. We already are, but they're going to pull the trigger. And when they pull the trigger, there's not going to be much we can do. I mean, I want you to think about, you know, Indians sending smoke signals, because that's how we're going to be communicating. These people are thwarting us at every turn because they just want to win. They don't. It isn't about ideologies or whatever. It's strictly they want to win. They want to defeat us. So what do? We sit around and watch a bunch of millennials, a bunch of dope smoking, you know, I don't know what else they are, but you know what this generation is about. We want them to be making decisions about our information, about what we can say, what we can do. I noticed this a decade ago when I was on a platform called Dig. And it was fun. I'm a social media ingenue going, hey, this is really cool. I can get more people to read my blog. So I would post my blog, my link, and say, hey, listen, I made a comment about Obama today. I don't think his policy's right. Boom, I'd get, you know, 40 new people reading my blog. I mean, only 20 were reading it at the time. So getting 40 to read it was like massive. And suddenly, I started getting attacked. You're this and you're that and you're an Uncle Tom and blah, blah, blah. And it was mostly white folks. It wasn't mostly blacks at the time. So they're attacking me. So I tag back and say, look, you don't know what the heck you're talking about. I wrote a very introspective, funny, interesting article. Shut the heck up. Banned. Banned. And so I write a note. What am I banned for? You violated our terms of conditions. What? By arguing back with some idiot that commented on my article? Look, I wasn't putting any expletives. It was just, what are you talking? I mean, me defending an article, saying, okay, you want to debate? Let's debate it. Boom, 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 boom. Nope. You're off. So here's what I'm telling you, exactly what happened. I had 20 people reading my blog. I got it to where I had 400 followers on Dig, and I was getting 200 people a day reading my blog, which when you go from 20 to 200, it was like, holy cow, it was like the holy grail to me. I got a 10x multiplier. I used to rush home from places so I could go on and try to get 203 versus 200. And it was growing, literally growing that fast. I got it up to 400. It were roughly 200 people. Half the people that were signed up on my site, on my thing, under Dig, were reading my blog. And then they cut me off. So I logged back on under, it wouldn't let me log back on under that IP. I logged back on under my phone IP, and I started building again. And I built up stealthily. I didn't let certain people on. I was very careful about who I selected. It took me about 6 months. I built it back up to 400. So there was one stealthy person that somewhere infiltrated me. Boom. They let Dig know, the bots hit me, and that was it. They cut me off again. And I remember thinking at the time, I'm done. I'm done with them. Why in the heck would I spend, I mean, literally, you guys think I'm kidding you. I spent a year, 6 months each time, building up my audience, the people that wanted to read my work, and a few trolls came along. Got their little, they had a conspiracy of a group. They had a group that would come together. They would attack anybody conservative and get us kicked off. That has been the strategy for the better part of a decade of social media. And I watched it happen. And then 5 years went by and I said, I got it. As a risk guy, I said, I'll fix it. We just have to get off their stuff and get on to ours. And I looked at Stumble Upon, all of them. They're all run, what's the other one with the thumbs up? Reddit? They're all run by leftists. And you have these underground conservative groups going, get on, and you know, if you're part of the clique, we'll let you in. Why are we in whisper campaigns for information? It makes no sense. And if you think I'm upset that people don't join a group and support a strong conservative, a staunch conservative like myself who's trying to do something good, you're right. TeaPartyCommunity.org.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.